Let's go to our next guest. He is one of the stars of the Adelaide Football Club. He's part of their leadership group. He's in cracking form this year. His name's Daniel Taylor and he joins us now. How are you, Dan?
Hey, Bix. Hey, Rowie. How are you?
Very well. It was an interesting game on the weekend. You took on Fremantle. They made it very tough for you. How did you rate your performance?
Oh, yeah, I think it was a good win. You know, considering we didn't play probably our best footy at times, I thought, you know, we were probably a bit slow to start and, you know, we were a bit sluggish at times and our ball movement wasn't quite up to scratch. That's often the case against Freo. They're a really good defensive side and they slow you down a bit. So I thought it was a good win in the end and the boys stuck at it and eventually got the result, which, you know, is pleasing at times to not play your best footy but still come away with the 4 points.
Yeah, look, I think that's, for me, looking from the outside, what Dom Pike would have enjoyed because they shut down your really fast ball movement. You had to find another way. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, exactly. And the Freo are very good at that. You know, they're a great defensive side and have been for a long time under Ross Lyon. So, yeah, we had to find other avenues towards goal and other ways to move the ball. And I think, you know, it took us a while to get there, but through the second and third quarter, we were able to do that. And and when the game was really on the line, we were the ones that were able to take our chances. So, yeah, that was probably the thing we looked at today in the review. That was the most pleasing thing. In a bit of an arm wrestle, we were able to get the momentum when it counted and get the win.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you had said to me it's a 33-point win, you win by four, you know, get 4 points in the bank, you'd take it. But there are still things that need to work on. I'm wondering if it's an event or a trend. Freo still had 52 inside 50s. They had 24 shots at goal. They hit the post 4 times, so that's an area that still needs work, Tails. You flip their score from points to goals, they win.
Yeah, you can say that about, you know, a lot of games. You know, we've had a lot of inside 50s probably last week against Hawthorn and played some good footy, but then we lost. So at the end of the day, you know, a win's a win, and that's what we're out there to do. But, yeah, as you said, you know, they had a lot of inside 50s, and that's something that we're continually working on, you know, trying to prevent that. And our defence is getting a lot better, but at times we can, you know, probably turn the ball over in our front half a bit more. So, yeah, we've been looking at ways to do that and you know, we're trying to improve week to week and working hard at it. And, yeah, that's what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, you're working with a back seven. Gee, they're such a tight group. Now, the continuity of that seven's been terrific as well. And yourself, Smithy and Laird, obviously and rightly so, get a lot of those accolades, but gee, Brownie, hasn't he stepped up? 27 possessions on the weekend, a career high. And he's been doing that all year, hasn't he? Just getting on the end of the ball. I'm wrapped for him.
Yeah. Luke Brown's, you know, a great player. And the last few years, he's, you know, played a really important role for us. And at times, you know, probably Laird gets that accolade as a small defender. But Luke Brown's a lot of the times playing on the best small forward. And he's still able to do that, lock them down. And now he's getting, you know, 25, 26 touches. Like he did on the weekend. So he's playing a massive role for us. And you know, on the weekend as well, Kyle Hartigan, the way he played and some of his intercept marking and even Cole Cheney, who's in really good form. So, yeah, those three guys back there probably don't get the accolades they deserve, but they're playing a really important role and that's what you need in a good team.
Now, Rowie mentioned the continuity of the back six. In actual fact, you can probably put that over the whole ground. You've only used 26 players for the year, which is equal best in the AFL. How important is that? If you keep putting the same players out each week, does it enable you to do the little tinkering with your side because it's always the same players playing each week?
Yeah. It's really important. You know, a healthy list is, you know, one of the key things in AFL and guys, you know, in really good form and holding their spots. And even in the sample, you know, we've had guys who are really in good form and unlucky to miss out. And it's going to be even tougher the next few weeks with Crouchy and Wayne Malira playing really well on the weekend and coming back into the side in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the boys react to that. And, yeah, the more you play together, the more continuity you get. And I suppose you work out the way others play. So for us, you know, the first 6 weeks have been really solid in that regard. And, yeah, really wrapped with how the back seven are going, but how the rest of the group's going as well. It's really exciting.
Now, you had a few little hiccups on the weekend in terms of injuries. We know that Rory Laird's got a sore toe. Jake Lever looked like he jarred his shoulder. McGovern came off, was carried off, and looked like he fell awkwardly on his knee. Seedsman hurt his foot as well. So all those guys okay? And how did you adjust with that in-game?
Yeah, I think we recognised today how important those guys' role were about, you know, copping a knock and then getting back on and still playing their role. And, you know, you mentioned those four guys and they were crucial. You know, they were pretty sore on the weekend, and, you know, in another team probably might have gone off and wouldn't have played the game. But, yeah, credit to those guys for getting back out there and playing a role. And I think all of those guys are fine from when I saw them today. They all look pretty good. They're just a bit sore. So, they'll be right this weekend, I would imagine.
What's turf toe? That's what Rory Laird's got, isn't it?
Oh, I think he just kicked the ground, actually. Oh. And his toe's a bit sore. So, Laird's a pretty funny guy. So he's been getting a lot of kicks. So that's probably why his feet are starting to get sore.
You don't miss a game from a stub toe, do you?
Toes? No, I wouldn't have thought so. Laird's a pretty tough character. So, he's looking after that toe this week. And we'll see how it goes later in the week.
Oh, I know we haven't interviewed you, but Big Bix has brought up the injuries. And I just want to bring up one. Sam Shaw's been out for 5 weeks with concussion. I hope he's coming on, Tails.
Yeah. Sammy's just had, a bit of trouble after he got concussed last time. He's, had a few symptoms, post-concussion. But he's coming along really good.
Excellent.
And, he's doing some training as well. So, Sammy's, he took a big hit. So he's just recovering slowly. And, he'll be back and playing in the sample. And that's what we need, because he's a really important player for us as well.
Bulldogs Saturday at Etihad. Gee, that's going to be a super tough one, but an exciting one for you, Tails.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to playing against a good side, and their form really stacks up the first 6 weeks as well. And we know they're tough at Etihad, so they play a pretty similar brand to us. They move the ball really quickly and take the game on. So we're going to have to be at our best defensively and try and turn it into a contest. And it's going to be a really exciting game for both clubs.
I think the coaching staff will be happy. They've got a nice little blueprint to look at, and that was what the Kangaroos did to them last week. They held them really well.
Yeah, they did. It was I watched that game. It was on Friday night, the night before ours, and the Bulldogs probably still won the contest, but the Kangaroos were able to put a lot of pressure on, around the ball, and their key forwards gone on top probably late in the game. So that's something that we'll be trying to do as well. And it was a great contest. So hopefully we'll be trying to do what the Kangaroos did to them.
How's the Reds win, Tails? Does that filter through to the club? How good it is for a state team to do so well? Yeah.
It's fantastic for Adelaide. A lot of the boys were there watching the game yesterday. I think Tex and Sloaney went along, and we were all following the result really closely. And to see 50,000 fans there cheering for Adelaide was pretty exciting. Yeah. And to see some of those goals that they kicked was pretty unbelievable. That free kick was, I don't think any goalie would have got to that. So good on them, and it's great for Adelaide. And the state to have a new champion.
Actually, I bumped into Tex. He was excited as I was, Bix, about the game. It was just so terrific for the state. Hey, Tails, well done. Big game this week. They keep getting bigger. I think Geelong are coming up, GWS. I know you only look 1 week in advance. Keep that back six nice and tight. Keep attacking from that D50. And, mate, thanks for your time. You've been a ripper.
Yeah, no worries, Rory. No worries, Rory. Oh, my God.
you got your tongue tied.
You got a bloody marble in your gob there, Tails.
Yeah, see you, Rory.
See you, legend.
There you go. Daniel Talia.
He
is a great fellow and an outstanding player. And look, the back six have been sensational. And
they're the unsung heroes for me. And rightly so, that forward line. Mm. Stars started getting the job done. Midfield, they're working back and forward and back and forward. But that back six... That back six, Bix.
Well, they've held up under a bit of duress. You mentioned about often they've had a fair bit of entry to contend with. They've been able to do that. But they've also added another dimension. Like we talked about Brown with 27 possessions, Talia, Harding, and they've actually got a little bit more attacking edge about them than what we've seen in the past. So that also helps that the attacking movement of the whole team. Daniel Talia, great to catch up with him. He was our very special guest.